wedding party. Is this permissible, Sheikh?
Well, it was narrated by Al-Bahaqi that Aisha, the mother of the believers, may Allah be pleased with her, narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said with regards to wedding and wedding parties, أَعْلِنُوا هَذَا النِّكَاحِ. أَعْلِنُوا means announce it, bring it to public, make it known. أَعْلِنُوا هَذَا النِّكَاحِ وَضْرِبُوا عَلَيْهِ بِالدُّفُوفِ, and beat the drums. And beating the drum as a means of celebration, that means it is permissible, and it's permissible during the weddings. And it is a mean of also announcing of the wedding or the party. There is another hadith which is narrated by Imam Muslim concerning the two young girls who were singing ghina the day of Bu'as. And by the way, these two young girls, the hadith stated that وَلَيْسَتَا بِمُغَنِّيَتَيْنِ, they were not professional singers. They were just young girls who were having fun chanting some nasheed, and they were beating the drum. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not object to that. So accordingly, it is permissible, and it is recommended during wedding to beat the drum.
Again, just a bit of clarification: is it the drum that we see nowadays, the big drum, or like you said, it's a duff? What sort of drum are we talking
about? The drum in this case, as I stated in the hadith, ad-dufuf is plural of ad-duff, not ad-duff. So ad-duff, which doesn't have any metal rings in it. And it looks like a tray, but it's made of the skin, the membrane of animals, which are lawful animals. In addition to, thank you for interrupting me, the drum will be beaten along with what? With lawful words. So the drum itself is lawful to use during the weddings and parties and so on, but what if it is used along with poetry or poem that is prohibited? Then it becomes prohibited as well.
Jazakallah khair.